This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States said it destroyed an explosive-laden vehicle with an airstrike in Kabul Sunday, hours after President Joe Biden warned of another terror attack in the capital of Afghanistan as the massive airlift of tens of thousands entered his last days. A Taliban spokesman confirmed the incident, saying a car bomb destined for the airport had been destroyed and that a possible second strike had hit a nearby house. The U.S. said it only struck the vehicle, but added that secondary blast indicated a substantial amount of explosive material in the vehicle. Local media reported there may have been civilian casualties, which the U.S. said it was assessing. The strike comes after a suicide bomber from the Islamic State group on Thursday targeted U.S. troops, stopping huge crowds of people from entering Kabul's airport, from where about 114,000 people have been evacuated since August 15th, when the Taliban swept back into power. More than 100 people died in Thursday's attack, including 13 U.S. service personnel, slowing down the airlift ahead of Biden's deadline for evacuations to end by Tuesday. Their operation is winding down despite Western powers saying thousands may be left behind. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told ABC on Sunday some 300 Americans still in Afghanistan were seeking to leave the country. But he said, quote, they are not going to be stuck, adding the U.S. had a mechanism to get them out. French President Emmanuel Macron said talks had begun with the Taliban to, quote, protect and repatriate at-risk Afghan nationals beyond Tuesday. France and Britain will on Monday urge the United Nations to work for the creation of a safe zone in Kabul to protect humanitarian operations, according to Macron. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA.